Good evening, this is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. National Sport Day is celebrated today across the nation. It is observed on August 29 annually to emphasize the importance of sports and physical activities and also to honor Major Dhyan Chand's legacy in Indian hockey. The day also commemorates the birth anniversary of greatest field hockey player Major Dhyan Chand. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his heartfelt tribute to the legendary hockey player Major Dhyan Chand. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that Arunachal Pradesh government is giving priority to promote sports in the state. He said, declaring this year as the year of the youth in the state budget will significantly boost this effort not only in the sports sector but also in others too. Addressing the spokespersons on the occasion of National Sports Day celebration come cash incentive award ceremony to spokespersons in Itanagar today, Mr. Khandu said that apart from the Sangay Ladan Sports Academy, the state will soon have another sports academy at Mia. He said that Arunachal Pradesh will host the World Rafting Championship in 2027 and before this, the national level championship will be organized next year. Sim Khandu also announced that from this year on, the state will conduct Paralympic for the Divyangjans. In a social media post, the CM congratulated Jyoti Panka from Tirap district on winning the National Teachers Award 2024. Agriculture Minister Gabriel D. Wangsu called on Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Pernak today and discussed the welfare measures for the agrarian community and the initiatives of the government in agriculture and allied sectors. The Governor advised the Minister to initiate proactive actions for doubling of farmers' income, securing them, making them tech-savvy, boosting agriculture research and education. He also called for building farm-related infrastructure for the growth of the agriculture sector and farmers' welfare. He said that at a state like Arunachal, where about half the workforce is involved in farming, cannot flourish without making agriculture sustainable. The minister assured the governor of educating the farmers to diversify their efforts and spread their potential. The government has allowed the Union Public Service Commission to perform Aadhaar-based authentication to verify candidates' identity on a voluntary basis. It has been allowed at the time of registration and during various stages of examinations and recruitment. The decision came in the wake of cancelling of the provisional candidature of Pooja Khetkar and deferring her from all future examinations for fraudulently availing attempts in the civil services examination beyond eligibility by faking her identity. The Faculty of Agricultural Sciences and the Internal Quality Assurance Cell of Rajiv Gandhi University RGU organized a special invited talk on Wednesday. The event was attended by faculty members, staff and students of RGU and its affiliated colleges. It discussed the challenges involved in implementing NEP 2020 transformative potential of artificial intelligence AI in revolutionizing the agricultural sector, emergence of AI as a crucial tool to address the growing challenges of food security besides climate change and resource management. AI-powered technologies such as precision farming, predictive analytics, and automated machinery, which enable farmers to optimize crop yields, reduce waste, and making informed decisions about planting and harvesting were also discussed in the special talk. The second monthly district-level monitoring committee review meeting was held yesterday under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner Hage Lailang at the DC Hall, Inkyong. During the review meeting, physical and financial achievements of various ongoing projects under central and state-sponsored schemes and implemented by different departments in the district was assessed. Post taking the review and discussing threadbare, the DC urged the departments to develop a sense of belonging whenever any project is implemented by constantly monitoring them to ensure that both quality and quantity are not compromised in the process and projects are completed in stipulated time period. The DC also stressed on creating awareness among the people to tackle the rising drug problem in a more meticulous way to make the district drug-free. The second Tawang District Level Monitoring Committee meeting to assess the progress of development activities under central and state-sponsored schemes was held at the conference hall of DC office today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.